Okay, fasten your seatbelts. Today's safety moment is going to be a study in economics. Hi, everybody. I'm Todd Conklin. Welcome to the Pre-Accident Investigation Safety Moment, Operational Excellence Moment. Okay, I'm really curious how many of you actually made the jump through the intro music to actually listening to the podcast. That was a bit of a depressing introduction, I'll grant you. But we're going to talk today about the tragedy of the commons. And the interesting thing about the tragedy of the commons is if you don't know it, you should. And if you do know it, well, this is reinforcement. It's really an economic theory about the situation within, how should I say this, a shared resource system where individual operators or individual users acting independently according to their own self-interest behave contrary to the common good of all the rest of the users by depleting that resource through their collective actions. That's kind of the definition for tragedy of the commons. But let me explain it to you a little differently. So this all started in 1833 when an economist by the name of William Foster Lloyd used kind of a made-up example where he talked about the idea of the commons. Now, in England, in the old days, the commons was a central pasture, you know, a place to put cattle and horses in the center of town. And that's where everybody sort of collectively owned that land. And you could put cattle on that common land, right? That's how it worked. It talked then about how some people would use up that resource at the cost of other people. So the more cattle you put on that little quadrant of land, the less impactful and the less able it is to actually manage the cattle. Does that make sense? I'm using cattle examples because I'm from Western Kansas. It's comfortable to me. The idea of the tragedy of the commons is really an important idea when you think about safety reliability. Because what happens is everybody owns the outcome, and in turn, no one owns the outcome. So everybody is in charge of safety, but therefore no one is individually responsible for safety. And that idea that you can use a common resource for the good of one at the cost of the others is a really important concept for us to think about when we think about how we create a sustainable system to have reliable outcomes from what we do in our organizations. You can talk about lots of stuff. I mean, economics, global warming, cows. I mean, it's all there to talk about. Ultimately, what we're talking about is that we all share interest in the common good. And so collectively, we all have to contribute to the common good, not just take from the common good. One last example and we're out. If the company bought a giant bowl of M&Ms, and that bowl of M&Ms was for everyone, and one employee, I'm not going to say his name, but let's say his initials are TC, ate all of the M&Ms, then no one else would get the M&Ms. The tragedy is not in the M&Ms, and it's not in the fact that employee TC ate them all. The tragedy is that those M&Ms were equally distributed for the good of all, but only one person used them. Think about that a little bit as we think about safety, because it's an important part of how we look at the new collective understanding of safety and reliability within our organizations. That's our safety moment for today. I hope you learned something special today. Have as much fun as you possibly can. And for goodness sakes, be safe.